Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Emilio Ortiz of Servimetal, the founder, the CEO, the chairman of the board of Servimetal. And normally, the dialogue throughout most of the interview is about the company and its transitions throughout the history of the company. And we'll cover that very briefly, but in case of Emilio, he has some fascinating experiences, both in Cuba with Fidel Castro and his wife with American Airlines, and then in terms of himself confronting a very difficult situation with people that were out after his wife and him, and how he reacted in terms of a possible carjack or, you know, rape or whatever was going to happen. So we're going to cover those in the other segments. But first of all, Emilio, good day. Nice to have you.
Yeah, good day, Jorge. Nice to be here with you.
Well, tell us briefly, what is Servimetal today? How many people you employ, and more or less, what are the products that you manufacture and that you distribute here in Puerto Rico and throughout the Caribbean?
Well, Servimetal was established in 1988, and basically, when it was established, it was to manufacture roll forming products in a very single form, the normal galvanized corrugated sheets, what is commonly known as zinc. And from there on, the company expanded and developed into a processing center with different production lines of slitters, cotton lengths, and shears. In essence, what that means is that the company receives master coils from the mills, directly from the mills, and then processes them into a finished product, which by itself represents the raw material that the OEM, which is the original equipment manufacturer, uses as the their raw material. So in essence, what we do is we supply the OEM with the product that they need in order to manufacture and make a finished product. And we have major multinationals as our customers, as well as many industrial accounts of all sizes manufacturing products in Puerto Rico that go from signposts to air conditioning ducts to transformers and breakers and all sorts of things.
So it's an integrated manufacturing operation, full-fledged. How many employees do you have more or less now?
Well, we have more or less 100. We go shy under 100, maybe 95, 96, 97, off and on, depending, you know, in and outs. But we are at the 100 mark threshold.
And so in addition to manufacturing, because I've walked the plant, and very impressive, in addition to manufacturing these very different products and a great variety of products, you also distribute. You buy products and you sell products that you buy and sell.
Well, yes. What happened here was that later on in the game, specifically in 1995, 2005. Wow, we went into the acquisition mode, and we purchased a distribution company of Flow Products because of the synergy that we felt we had with their penetration into the pharmaceutical industry and the stainless steel products, which today it's one of our main niches. We felt that acquisition was a good fit. And then that division, of course, handles everything that it's related to the flow of products, liquid products, gas products. And our main customers in there are the pharmaceutical companies, food and beverages, water and gas, things of that nature.
And this was This was about, you were founded in 88. You founded this manufacturing operation in 88, so you're talking about 20 years later. And how old are you now, Emilio, if you don't mind telling the audience?
That is...
A secret?
No, it's not a secret. right now, I'm 72.
72. So this purchase about 7 years ago, you were, 65.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things I admire so much of Emilio is, and of people like Emilio who at 65 are still looking for new businesses, are still growing their businesses, and at 72... I've asked him. He's not ready to retire. He's not ready to do anything but continue to work and enjoy pushing forward in this business.
That's not only true, but 2 years ago we started from zero, our latest and third division, the roll forming division. In order to create the roll forming division, we had to build an expansion to accommodate the equipment. We bought totally new equipment lines to manufacture completely entirely different line of products. So that's where we went into the actual manufacturing of finished products, and in that area now we are covering the industrial roofing and siding in different colors, galvan wool in mill finish. And we also have manufactured the structural beams that support the panels, either the siding or the roofing panels. And by the way, these structural beams are being supplied by us now also to support the electrical panels, the solar panels that are being installed in different places like Walmart and all the like.
So this new business, you're 69, you start this new business.
It's
impressive. I love it.
It's great. It's great. It's challenging.
And here we're talking because one of the things I discussed with Emilio a number of months ago, I always like to sort of discuss, people in terms of their transition and their succession within the transition. And at this point, you don't have any children working here.
No.
It's really you. I mean, you're the owner, you and your wife, and a sole owner, and pushing this thing forward by yourself with great people, but people who are not family members, right?
We have a very good working team here. We have a management team that really knows what they're doing, and I'm always looking to add new management in order to bring new blood into the company because, we cannot do it all and we're not getting any younger. So, we have to have the vision. My kids are totally out of this picture. They live abroad. And they are not...
They're not into manufacturing. They're professionals.
They're professionals in their own fields. And therefore, it's no chance that they will, come and get into the business. So the reality, so the fact is that we have to have continuity. And that is in the form of new blood, coming in and following through.
And you have good management, not only because of the success you're having, but I know you're able to take advantage of time outside Puerto Rico, do some good traveling, and also, you work hard, that I know, but you also are able to take your vacations and also...
Relax hard.
Well, let's take a break, and I want to then cover how you move from how you started here in Puerto Rico and how you moved to this manufacturing operation. And then we'll talk about some of the stories that I think are fascinating.
Okay.
We'll be right back.